It's good to have you with us today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. It's April 9th, 2014, and today we're going to talk about smooth stones as we talk about the third aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. We've been discussing the sevenfold aspects since the beginning of January, and I hope, like myself, you have found so many wonderful and invaluable truths to take to heart during this time of study. Now, that third aspect we're discussing is God's Son continually cleansing us from all sin and the process of sanctification. And today, our message on smooth stones is extremely important for us to be able to gain a hold of, because it will allow us to understand the process which God works through us to see His will be done in us, and for us to begin to emulate His character and His representation upon the earth. The fact that a person has repented of his sins and claimed salvation in Christ does not mean that his whole character has been instantly transformed. Thank God for the blood. Thank God that I turned my life over to Him. But it takes time to become like Jesus. And I appreciate the cleansing nature of the blood and the ability to be free from the burdens and cumbersomeness of the conscience of sin. But God, in His grace, has got to show forth through us His character, and that takes time to be represented in our hearts and lives. Certainly a vital process takes place when we turn to Him, but it may take many years for that change to be worked out in us, that we might emulate, show forth, and convey the Lordship of Christ. When David needed smooth stones to fit in his sling so that he could slay Goliath, he went down to the valley, the lowly place of humility. There in the brook, he found the kind of stones he needed. There in the brook, there in that place of humility, he found himself beginning to take upon himself those tools he needed to be able to overcome the enemy. And it's in that place of humility before the Lord and listening to the Holy Spirit that we gain insight into overcoming the enemy and taking the tools within our life to be able to be victorious in Christ Jesus and to become the child of God He wants us to become. There are two pressures that takes place with those smooth stones that makes them able to be used for the Master's purpose. One, the water flowing over them. The water flowing over them. Secondly, their continual jostling against one another, rubbing against one another. This is a picture of how Christian character is formed, looking at these stones. First, there is a continual washing of the water of the Word, and we can scripturally find that in Ephesians 5:26, that He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water of the Word, allowing the Word of God and its teaching and conveyance in our hearts and lives is so important and vital within our Christian walk and to develop the character of Christ. Second of all, comes the jostling. And that takes place through personal relationships and our relationship with Jesus Christ in general, where we become worn and the rough places taken out through that fellowship and aspect of the work of the Lord. 1 Peter 2, verse 5 talks about this. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Acceptable to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're living stones. We're being washed. We're being jostled together. We're becoming smooth so that we can become effective for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me add a side comment that when Jesus needs living stones for His sling, He too goes to the valley, the place of humility. There, He chooses stones that have been made smooth by the action of God's Word and by the pressures of regular fellowship with other believers. It is a mark of spiritual maturity to sincerely love our fellow Christians and to show forth the Lord and His grace as we begin to work out our lives and begin to live out this Christian faith. It takes time, but it means so much to the Lord as we begin to patiently walk by faith and not by sight and yield in obedience to the work of the Lord, seeing the fruit of His Word take place in our lives as the Holy Spirit anoints His Word within our lives, and we become the vessels of honor that God desires, allowing His lifeblood to flow through us and see the power of Jesus' name. Are you willing to allow God to mold you? Then there's going to have to be that place of humility. And it's there you're going to find the tools that you need to be able to see the water of God's Word have its effect and see the rough places taken out. And you become the vessel of honor that God can use for His glory. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I submit humbly to the washing of the Word, your illumination and grace, that I might become committed to the cause of God and not hold back from allowing myself to be vulnerable to you and to my brothers and sisters of Christ, that I might reflect and see Jesus in them, being able that which I can learn from it, that I can take in, and to allow you, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, to give me insight how I can better become the vessel you desire, even if it takes a little pressure, even if it takes times of difficulty and training, because I know that in the long run, it's going to be for my benefit and the benefit of others in me ministering out Christ and being more like you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for the continued cleansing that takes place. Make my stones smooth. Let me take those things that you want me to consider the rock bed of my life and begin to see it become smoothed out, become that which is true. It might be a little rough on the edges at times. I might not quite get it at first. My idea of doctrine and my idea of character, my idea of relationships and my idea of things in this life might not be in perfect symmetry with what you desire. But as time goes on, I'll get it right. And I pray, Lord, that you'll be patient with me and I'll begin to show forth your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this word blessed you today, and I pray that you'll take it to heart and allow yourself to go into the valley of humility and see the workmanship of Christ be done, and take the tools that He has for you and see the workmanship of Christ developed in your heart and life, and that you can be a vessel of honor for His glory and see your life, see the rough places smoothed out in Jesus' name. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We also have a wonderful website for you to take advantage of at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Visit there. Be blessed. Thank you for being with us today. Till next time, God bless you, and thank you for being with us on the prayer line.